What's up, my people? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana. Back at it. Can't stop, won't stop. Yo, I don't know what is popping off. This is my second time getting this message out, guys. I want to just give a big shout out to Most High. I'm just enjoying the presence, right? So I want to say thank you guys for joining me for Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. And today's topic is called A New Thing, an expression of self-discovery. So as I'm discovering myself, because as you know, when you're becoming your greatest version, you continue to unwrap a piece of yourself. And as you guys know, I'm a writer, and the Most High have ordained me to share my experiences with you guys. So I'm going to be sharing two of my poems that is in my book, Poems and Song, I'm Dreaming Big, which it is available on Amazon right now. Just look up Sheridana Fiona Wilson, and then you'll find me, guys. So I also want to say a big shout out to me. A big shout out to me for being consistent, for being loving, for being caring, for being phenomenal, for being just determined, being resilient, to having wit and courage and tenacity, and you know, to be a brilliant mind, to be caring, to be, you know, compassionate, to have empathy, you know, for just being a well-rounded whole individual. And you know, it took me some time to be able to get here, but I wanted to say thank you to myself and pat myself on the back for showing up for myself and showing up for others. That's just it's everything to me, right? So today I'm going to share you guys two of my poems. I'm going to give you guys some quotes, and today the music is going to come from nature, guys. It's going to be coming from the birds the birds is going to serenade us today, guys. So if you listen closely, you'll be able to hear the birds, you know, do their own instrument. I'm seeing this beautiful white butterfly just cascading around, you know. It feels so good. Right now, I'm outside, guys. I'm outside. Remember, the title is I'm Doing a New Thing. So this is my first time actually recording outside. We're not doing any music from any artist. It's just us, right? It's just us, right? Because it's a new thing. And so let's move right along. I want to give a big shout out to Lewis Howes. So like I said, you know, when you're becoming your greatest version, you have to comb through all the people that you follow. You have to comb through the things that you're digesting and eating. So when you're becoming your greatest version, you don't just watch what you intake with your mouth. You watch what you intake with your brain and your subconscious mind and all these things of that nature. So big shout out to Lewis Howes for sharing this beautiful word with us. He says, progress comes when you step outside of your comfort zone and embrace personal growth. If you find yourself actively seeking new challenges, learning from your experiences, and evolving as a person, that's incredible. That's amazing. And you're on the right path. You're in the right place. And I really, really love that saying. And remember, the Most High is the director of your life. So, and he gives you no confusion. And when you think things are going not how you want it to be, just know, in order to be able to level up, you have to have things have to break down for it to build up really, really nicely. So be patient, have grace for yourself, and have grace for your progress. All right? Okay. So what I want to do now is do my shout out continue to do my shout out. I want to give a big shout out to my offspring, Joseph and Isabella. The last taping or recording, you know, I was just expressing how I'm just so grateful to have my two offspring, Joseph and Isabella, and my kids. Like, my son is that guy. He's just so hardworking. He has a sweetheart. You know, he is a man's man. So he's over his aunt, right? And basically, they didn't know that he know how to cook really well because they haven't seen him in a while. And so he was cooking dinner for them, like a 3-course meal. And I mean, he was making his own individual sauce. He doing his own bread, and you know, he doing his, like, they was like shocked. Like, they thought he was in, they thought he was like a real chef. Don't put some respect on my son's name. He is a real chef. What you mean? Right. So, yo, when I say everybody's plate was empty. So I want to give a big shout out to my son for being a well-rounded human being. And I know we were talking about him, you know, being a husband, and he was like, oh, he can't wait for his wife. I said, slow down, sir. Okay, you're still in training. Yes, you know, he knows how to cook, he knows how to clean, he knows how to work, he knows how to make money. Right, he has a beautiful heart, a beautiful soul. He's super handsome. He's like 6'2 right now. He's in shape, you know. But I said, you still need to continue to work on yourself, you know, focus on yourself. So when you have your wife, you are ready for her. You're not trying to be doing this and da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Take this time to focus on yourself and owning on your skill. And I just want to say I'm so proud of my son for being that guy and for always checking up on his mumsies. My son will call me like every day. If he's not in the house, he'll call me every day. Or if he in the house, he'll come, mom, checking on you, make sure everything is cool with you. So the Most High just knew, like, he wanted to give me these two amazing blessings and gifts of a human being, of an offspring, to make sure that I had a man that's in my life that's going to make sure that I'm good at all times. Like, they say that your first child, and if he's a son, he's going to literally be your best friend. Like, my son is, you know, he's not my best friend, but he's like a really amazing human being in my life. He's that, like, me and my son is one, for real, for real. Like, I just see me in him. Like, his heart is so beautiful and he's so kind. I could go on and on and talk about my son. You know what I'm saying? And yes, he has some things he still have to work on. He know how to clean, but do he like cleaning? Not all the time. But granted, you know what I'm saying, he's still a young, he just turned 21, so he's still pretty young. And then shout out to my daughter, Isabella Shantae Pierce Bedell, for being, like, my daughter is me times 10. And sometimes I be feeling like, girl, what is wrong with you? Like, what what is your problem? And then I just have to realize, like, she's me times 10. And no matter what, at the end of the day, we definitely support each other and we love each other and we're always there. She always makes me laugh. And my daughter is an excellent chef, you know. And then, like, what, a day and a half ago, she came in the room, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was feeling some type of way, whatever. And she come in, like, oh, she come in here and do her catwalk because she had just created a new outfit. Like, she was like, oh, mom, look what I created. Like, because I know she's going to be a designer or do something where that comes in play. Even though I don't force what I love on her, but I feel like it's already installed in her. Like, she loves fashion too. And she's, like, growing into, like, herself. And growing into, you know, her body and growing into her own style. But I could definitely tell my style is within her style. So it's kind of cute. She's like, oh, Ma, do you like this? I was like, yeah, I love it. It looks so cute and sexy and appropriate. And I really, really love it. So shout out to my daughter. And I want to give a big shout out to my brand's shirt on the designs. Okay, like, I'm so proud of us. Like, I'm so proud of, like, guys, if you have not created a business and see it, like, manifest, like, I don't know, you need to try it. You need to try it. It's the most fulfilling thing in the whole world. I just love that the Most High gave me my visions for my fashion brand, Shared On Designs. And noted, guys, we are now, we have our other shop on TikTok. So just look up Shared On Designs and you'll be able to see our shop there. So we just have a few items up right now, but I already know just over time, we're going to continue to grow and expand. And the Most High just want to say, like, yo, just keep on putting in the work. Just keep on putting in the work. And it's yours, my girl. It's already yours. It's already set in stone that you are a fashion and beauty and media mogul. It's already set in stone. Like, Most High already ordained it. You know, you just have to keep on putting the work. So I said, okay, God, I'm putting in the work. So yesterday, you know, we got approved by TikTok to be authorized, you know, brand. Because when I went in there and I tried to put my stuff in, guys, and they was like, oh, no brand. What you mean? Of course we're a brand. So I had to, you know what I'm saying, put that receipts on it. I had to put my receipts on it and let them know, like, we got some skin in the game. So, of course, you know what I mean, we trademarked. So I had to show them, like, yo, let's make sure that we're in the catalog of brands inside of this situation. So you could definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, that just made me so excited, guys. So I just love my brand. Even right now I'm rocking our t-shirt. I just love my brand, Shared On Designs, like, on period, on God. Like, God just knew, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, I could go on and on about Shared On Designs. Make sure you guys check out our other website at SharedOnDesigns.com. So if you want to work with a meticulous designer that is super creative, that creates one of a kind garment, you know, customer service is top tier, top notch, you know, you definitely want to work with Shared On Designs. And I'm just so happy that we create not just clothing, guys, we create one of a kind art piece. We create one-of-a-kind designs. We create masterpiece. This is why the Most High said, you can't work with everybody, because everybody doesn't see the value. Everybody does not understand about craftsmanship. Everybody is not going to know and appreciate great craftsmanship. So you must know your value. Know your value. You never see Lamborghini on sale, period. You never see Lamborghini on sale. So our prices, we're never going to be on sale. We're never going to be on sale, because we know our worth. We know what it took to even get here. We know what it took to start, to build, to grow, to evolve. And so, yeah, we the Lamborghini of fashion design, on God. You know what I'm saying? And so I just know we're not for everybody, and I'm okay. Everybody can't drive a Lamborghini, and that's all right. So everybody can't wear a shirt on designs, and that's all right. Go ahead to the store that you can afford. And it's not arrogance. This is confident at your finest. You know, I've earned that. I've built this with my bare hands. Shout out to Syracuse University for helping me and to manifest my dreams, guys. Like, I'm going to always shout out my school, you know, because they gave me great value to help me to install certain things that I need to, and to show me, like, I'm great. Out of 30 people, I'm always going to be chosen top tier. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can go to New York City and show their collection. On God, a beautiful bird just came through. Like, everybody can't be an eagle. Everybody can't be an eagle, but I know I am. Okay? So a big shout out to Syracuse University for loving on me, for giving me grace, and for showing me the way and showing me, like, yeah, I'm good enough. And that really helped me a lot. So I have that installed in me. Also, a big shout out to my other brand, my sister company. Okay, Shared On is a beauty salon. Like, I'm just so proud of us, because we came a long way, guys. Like, okay, when I was 15 years old, like, my mom couldn't do hair, like, to save her life. So for all the international and the foreign people that knows about this, when your parents can't do hair, what your hair look like if you a girl, just no. You have doodle plots and it's just not giving. So I vowed to myself I will always have salon hair for the rest of my life. And that's what I'm doing for myself. I show up for myself. And what the Most High said, you know what? Because you have a gift, these hands are anointed, I want you to share your gift with the world. So he gave me the ability to be able to do anybody hair. This is why Sheridana's Beauty Salon is a multicultural salon. We touch people hand and we make their hair grow. We touch people with our words and with our wisdom and with our hearts, and then we install confidence in them. So we're just not a salon. We are a confident builder. We don't just do your hair, okay? We give you the energy and the strength to be able to say, you are that girl, you are that guy. Go and do your stuff, go and be great. And as I say, a beautiful white butterfly is just cascading towards me. And that's why I know I'm in the right direction with my brands. All my brands are aligned. So shout out to Sheridana's Beauty Salon. Check out our newly designed website by yours truly. By yours truly, guys. So go and check out the website, Sheridana Beauty Salon. If you see Sheridana's with an S, that's also ours as well. That is our Google website. I decided to just keep that domain instead of switching it up. So we have two websites, the Google one with the Sheridana's with an S, Sheridana's Beauty Salon, and then Sheridana without the S, that's our official website. So both of those are our empire website. That's why I say a beauty empire out here in these streets, okay? Not every stylist is that could do me. That not every stylist could to take care of everybody, every culture, all ethnicity hair. I'm a very special and eclectic creator in this universe. And I know I'm here for greatness. And I'm doing it. Okay. So if you guys want a meticulous hairstylist that's creative, energy always top tier, customer service is just superb, you definitely want to reach out to us at Sheridana Beauty Salon and book your appointment today. We specialize in cutting, doing colors, of course, styling and braiding and much, much more. So just check out SheridanaBeautySalon.com. And okay, also a big shout out to Unity Fashion Institute. Like I said, all our brand is aligned because the Most High know that I'm ordained with my wisdom in my hands. He wanted me to share it with the new school. So I am the teacher of the new school, okay? And so I've created Unity Fashion Institute. Without Sheridan Designs, there's no Unity Fashion Institute. And I'm just so happy for our sister company because, you know, the Most High said, yes, you are going to be sharing your whole life with the world, right? So I'm happy I get to share my wisdom of, you know, knowing how to be a meticulous fashion designer, knowing how to do fashion illustration, pattern making, and sewing, and then learning the emphasis on the business. This is not an easy task, but I make it look easy because I'm ordained. The Most High have given me that gift already. And so I do it with ease. But guys, everybody can't do this. This is not for the weak heart. This is not for the regular degular. Cause we not regular degular. We not regular. I'm like Legacy say, you're not a normal human girl. You're not a normal human being. No, I'm not. Okay? I'm not normal. I'm very unique and eclectic. This is why I'm Sheridana, the one and only. There will be no other. Okay? When the Most High made me, the mold was broken. There's nobody like me, period. Okay? So big shout out to Unity Fashion Institute. And I love the school because it just helps me to sharpen up my skills when I get to teach, you know, the newer school or the people who come to me about the things that I know, you know. So we teach from other, you know, other designers that want to sharpen up their skills, or, you know, college students, high school students who always wanted to learn how to sew and or make patterns. Like, it just gives me great joy to teach, because I know when you have wisdom, like Maya Angelou, so like Maya Angelou said, when you know, you teach. So I always have that also installed in me. It's no point to keep in my wisdom, because wisdom is meant to be shared with the world. And I pause for a reason, so that I could just resonate, so that I could just enter into your spirit. So if you have a skill or wisdom that you need to share with the world, right? And speaking about sharing with the world, I want to just give amazing shout out to not only my nonprofit. It's not really my nonprofit, but I'm the founder of the nonprofit, because as you know, a nonprofit is for the community. A big shout out to Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. Like, it gives me great joy to even say the name, because that was once part of my imagination, guys. That was one part of, that used to be something I wrote down in my book. When I was in college, I said to myself that I wanted to do something for my dad, to do a tribute, but then everything wasn't formulated, and the Most High wanted me to get the nonprofit because he wanted me able to not only do something for my dad and show gratitude and honor to the people who have given me great value, he wanted me to help the underprivileged. And that's what my dad was about. He used to love to give back to the underprivileged and, you know, give back to his community. So I have part of his heart in terms of giving back. And I know this is why the Most High wanted me to have that nonprofit, and he have given me that nonprofit so I can help manifest and continue my dad's legacy in my own way, and I can help underprivileged people. And our nonprofit is global, okay? We help people here in America, but it's also a global entity, and that was super important for me because I'm an international girl. I'm from JA, Jamaica. I'm so happy for my country. I'm so proud to be from Jamaica. But I also want to share, you know, my gift, my wisdom, and my anointing to the people that's in America who have helped me along the way. And so that's what I'm doing, you know? So shout out to Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. I'm just so happy about that, guys. So happy. And if we're doing our fundraisers, so if you wanted to become the change you wish to see in the world, make sure you guys contribute to this amazing nonprofit that's doing phenomenal thing in the world, that's helping to serve our community in the most peaceful and in an encouraging and inspiring way. Make sure you guys go to our Instagram, and it's UFIF.NP. So that stands for nonprofit on IG, or you can find Unity Fashion Institute, and then you'll be able to click through the people that we follow and find it easily as well. Or you can leave us a comment on our Spotify, and we can send you the link as well, right? Or you could just DM me on Instagram at Sheridana, and I can send you the link super, super easy. So, and also a big shout out to Humble Conflict Modeling Agency. When I'm on Modeling Agency, shout out to Teresa and Joe Dreyer for, you know, their contribution into my life. Like I said, without Teresa, you know, I would not be a supermodel, or I should say it will be really, really challenging, because she really installs some amazing things inside of me, like help me with my confidence. I can model anything. I can model trash bag, and that I will make that shit look hot and sexy, you know. I can model anything, because like I said, fashion is about confidence. You could wear anything. I could wear anything and make it look amazing. Like right now, I'm just wearing my tights and in my t-shirt, and I still get to just, you know what I'm saying, act like I'm wearing this avant-garde garment, because it's not about the clothes, guys. It's about within you. It's about your confidence. And so I'm just so happy. Like, my confidence is top tier. Can't nobody fuck with it. It's already what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yes, people might try to come and try to talk shit or whatever, but once you're already built, you're built to last. You're built with strength and character and dignity and everything that's amazing. Can't nobody can do nothing about that. Okay, so I'm just so happy that I have my confidence, and nobody cannot do anything about that. And so, yeah, big shout out to Humble Confident Model Agency, and shout out to Model and Talent Associate that helped me to manifest my modeling agency, Darling. So that was our, you know what I'm saying? Also a big shout out to Legacy. Also a big shout out to Foot the Hype. Also a big shout out to Prince. Okay, so we're going to get right into the thing, because like I said, we're doing it nice, short, and sweet, guys. All right, so the next thing, let me get my water, y'all. Let me get some water. Let me get my water. Okay. So, the first poem that I want to do right now, My daughter tried to get my attention. I think she's trying to feed me, and I already told her I'm doing my podcast. She always tried to feed somebody. Okay, hold on, guys. Make sure you guys go and enjoy the day. The sun is so fiery. It is so fiery. What do you think you're doing, woman? Oh my God, Therese is so silly. She over here hanging down basket. Guys, make sure you guys go and enjoy nature. So good. Nature is like, the sun is just sunbathing me right now. What are you? Oh, the papayas. Tongues. She wanted to give me papaya, guys. I went to the store early this morning, because I said I wanted some fruits and I just want to lay low. I might go to the pool, because as you guys know, when I do my podcast, it's really my self-care. Like, my podcast is my self-care day. This is where I do my hair. So I probably go to the pool before I do my hair, because even though I just friggin' did my treatment, but I might just hold a vibe at the pool. So my daughter just hooked me up with some papaya. Let me try it. Hopefully it's delicious. Oh, yes, God. Guys, you know papaya is so good in vitamins. And it just really helps with your energy. It helps with everything. Get yourself some papaya. Okay, for all the island people, y'all already know the vibes. Okay. So we're going to get straight into, I'm just going to read you guys two of my poems, and then I'm going to give you guys like a few quotes, and then we're going to roll out. All right. Until the next time. Okay. This poem is called Self-Approval. Here goes. As the creator prepared my table, I forgive everyone that has hurt me. You actually did me a favor. You made me great. My heart is open. I no longer need your approval. I am the approval. Thank you for all of my experiences. The peak and the valley. I feel so happy and filled with gratitude. Throughout my lifetime, I have faced traumatic and devastating obstacles, yet still I rise. Being a leader and a business owner is very challenging, thrilling, and rewarding. When I feel tired, I tell myself, if everyone can do it, they would. Keep pushing. You got this. Thank you. So that was my poem called Self-Approval. And basically, I was just talking to myself like, yo, the Most High is preparing a table for me. Don't worry about nothing. Okay? He has his hand on you. You are favored. Okay? To make sure you keep your heart open. You are the approval. Okay? You don't have to get no approval from nobody. Becoming your greatest version, you're going to have peaks in the valleys. That's how your character is built. Everything can't be peachy all the time. You're going to have to go through some challenging times so you could build your strength and your endurance. And you have to know that you're that girl because you've been through it and it didn't take you out, and you are still phenomenal. You don't look like what you've been through. You're great. Okay? And then basically just telling myself that I'm a leader. Okay? Everybody can't be a business owner. Some people are workers, and that's fine. But there's two kind of people. Either you own the business or you work for the business. Either you're a leader or you're a follower. It's one of the two, right? And either one is important. Either one is just as important as the other. It depends on who you are, right? No matter what, just keep on pushing, and you got this. So I was just, you know, just telling myself, like, I'm the approval, period. Okay? And let me get some more papaya. Hold on, guys. Let me get some more papaya. Go and enjoy the day, y'all. This papaya is so sweet. It's just heavenly. Absolutely heavenly. Sun kissing. Like the sun. Yo, I'm going to say the sun is angama right now. No, the sun is angama right now. Like the sun is just phenomenal out here in these streets. But I do have my umbrella, though. Just so I could just, peekaboo. Hey, you do? Peekaboo. Okay, here we are. All right, so the next poem that I'm going to be reading from my book, my poem and song book, I'm Dreaming Big, is called A New Thing. Okay? And like I said, my book is available on Amazon. Go and get it right now. Go check it out. I'm not going to read everything. I'm just going to give you a little sample of it, okay? All right, here goes. In this moment, I feel so alive. I'm in my boss energy now. My Angelou once said, when you get, give. When you learn, teach. I'm pursuing my goals. I found my purpose. I'm giving and teaching along my journey to greatness. I tap into my future. The vision is crystal clear. And clearer each day. The people who love and adore me, I see you and I salute you. I love you more than you know. It's time to move forward into my destiny. I am thankful for the wonderful memories. Nevertheless, being a prisoner of my past is unacceptable. Whether it was good or bad, it's time for a new thing. It's time to position and transition, moving in forward motion. I'm leaving what was once familiar to step into the unknown. Scary as this sounds, it's even more devastating staying in the past. I must leave a few people, places, and things behind. My intentions are clear and pure. The universe is guiding me into my destiny, into my wildest dreams. I'm positioned into a woman I was born to be, and an impactful, confident, inspiring, courageous, encouraging, bold, generous, fierce, beautiful, powerful woman. I have let go of old. I have let go of the old. I'm trusting myself in the Most High. I'm taking control of my life. It's time for a new thing. Why has it been so hard for me to transition and give up certain things, places, and people? Is what I ask myself. Is it those childhood scars? Is that what come to mind? Is it the abandoned issue? My father dying when I was 9 years old. He told me he wouldn't leave. He did though. Is it my mother not paying me any mind or not showing affection, encouragement when I did great things growing up? Or maybe it was my former husband divorcing me when I was on vacation in Jamaica. My kids divorcing me when I was on vacation in Jamaica with my kids for my siblings' wedding. I don't know. Pick one. That's all I'm going to give you guys. 3, 5, 4, 4 as we speak. I can't give y'all everything. I gotta give y'all. Look, I was into the thing. I was into my poem, y'all. And this poem is literally my life. This poem is my life. These are not just words. This is what I live. This is what I know. I wanted to share that with you guys. I want to give a big shout out to Tasia for helping me to inspire me to actually share with the world. Because like I said, I used to write so much and I never shared it with anybody. I would just write it, read it to myself and kind of like forget about it. And when we couldn't go anywhere because we had a situation for the situation, y'all, we had Clubhouse and you know, Tasia asked me, did I want to share anything? Did I have anything to share? And I was like, oh yeah, you know, I write poems. She was like, you write poems? So like, how we never heard about this before? I was like, because I never shared it with the world before. And a bird just came, the beautiful cardinal just came through again. Hello, my darling. I love their color. I have this copper color with a little bit of dark chocolate brown. Anyway, Tasia, she was just like, yeah, you need to share your poem. And once I share it, it was like 50 or 60 people in the room. And they was like, oh my God, they love my poem. And it just gave me that extra confidence to say like, yo, maybe I, you know, and then the poem, you know, just resonate with a lot of people. And when you share your thoughts and your experience with the world, it can help other people. And so it just told me like, your experience could save lives. Your experiences could really, you know, help somebody to get through challenging times. And so she was like, you need to put it in the book. So that's how it came. Like, the universe brought her into my life to tell me that I need to be sharing my words through a book. I never thought I was gonna have a book. Like, that never came. A red cardinal just came by. I never say like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, it just came. And then that's how like I've been a writer, guys, but I never published it. Like I said, never, you know what I'm saying? So the Most High just gave me that download. You're a writer and you are a best-selling author, period. You know, best-selling author and poet, period. Okay, and a director. Okay, my movie, like, I'm already prophesying because he already told me like, I'm gonna have a box office movie that I write and direct and star in. It is gonna be phenomenal, you know. And he just downloaded that in my spirit. Like, I see bits and pieces of it and I don't know how it's gonna manifest. He said, don't worry about that, just keep on doing you, keep on living, keep on sharing with the world, and I'm gonna take care of the rest. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Guys, that was my two poems. And yes, I do write songs as well. And if you guys want to see, if you guys want to listen to my song, you have to subscribe to my podcast. And then you could be able to listen to my songs. Okay. And so that's what I have for you guys today. And I want to give you my favorite quote before we roll out. And I also want to let you guys know, like, we are the canvas, okay? We are the canvas. So how you present yourself to the world, that's how you are expressing yourself, okay? And you don't, the clothes don't make you, you make the clothes, because the confidence that is within you, that's what sells the clothes. Have you ever seen an outfit that was just like, what is that? But then like the confidence of the person who's wearing it, they be like, yo, like how she moving? It makes you want it so bad. So remember, like, your confidence is your number one accessory. That's on period. So once your confidence is top tier, you can rock whatever you want. And so with that said, I'm going to tell you my favorite quote. As you guys, y'all should already know, my favorite quote is, do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she going to bring her dreams into reality. Yes. And I just want to say shout out to the Most High for giving me this gorgeous day. Right now, I'm just like an unger myself. I'm finished my papaya, drink my little water. I'm just sunbathe right now. And then I'll be doing my nails and my hair. Okay, I'm about to touch the pool shortly once it opens, and just relax and enjoy the day. So remember, if you don't remember anything, you know, have confidence within yourself. Okay, walk in your own step, walk in your own direction. Okay, create your own lane. You always wanted a business, create it. Don't worry about this. Create it, manifest it. Okay, the Most High said, if you build it, they will come. That's why I say, yo, it's okay if you don't have a million followers right now. Continue to build it, they will come. It's okay if your orders are low. Continue to build it, and they will come. The right people will appreciate your art. They're not gonna be like, oh, that's too much, oh, that price is too high. It's too high because you're the wrong buyer. That's okay. I'm not mad at you. And so I just thank God for my obedience to the mission. And I want to say I'm just so proud of myself. Make sure you continue to give yourself grace and give yourself that time to grow and give yourself that time to take a rest. Remember, it's just as important to rest as it is to work. So with that said, I want to say go and have an amazing day. Do something phenomenal for yourself that you have not done. Go and do a new thing. So without further ado, I see you guys later, and I love you so, so, so much. And remember to leave me a comment on Spotify, or just say hi on Instagram, guys, and follow us on Facebook at Sheridana as well as YouTube. Go and be great. Let the birds serenade you. Go in the pool, relax, whatever that gives you great joy. Go do that. If you gotta take a nap, go and do that. Go and be great, guys. I love you guys. Peace. 4-3-3. Let's get into it. I love you guys. Peace.